In order to attain any real degree of success in life, it is necessary to realize who and what we are and how we function. Do you already realize that you are a spiritual being? Do you know that since God implanted himself in you, that he works through you? You must be willing that it happen. Otherwise, you may build obstructions to the free-flowing movement of his spirit. God in us depends upon us to carry out our perfect plan of life, love, power, and order into our world. We have the beautiful opportunity to so align ourselves with the movement of his spirit through us that we move out of what appears to be human limitation. Think of yourself as providing the physical means through which God can work. He works through you and into the world. If you learn to let God work through you, if you intentionally work with him, you cannot fail to find happiness and success. Your happiness, your success, depends upon your diligence in looking to God for guidance and direction, and then expressing the activity of his presence through you. In this way, you share God with your fellow man. As you let God work in and through you, you will find your true purpose for being and become a blessing to many others. There are times when it seems as if we are living in two worlds. One is the world that God has made, and the other one that man has made. In man's world, there is sickness and suffering, lack and limitation, war, crime, and all sorts of negation. This world is full of fear and strife because we have made it according to many misconceptions and false beliefs. We have based our world on beliefs that are wrong, that have no truth to sustain them. And in this way, we have placed ourselves in bondage to the results of these beliefs. Through man's own ignorance or lack of knowledge, his world has been created in darkness. It is easy to become so involved in the outer world that man has made that we become subject to its limitations. In fact, we usually go along with the limitations in our thoughts, words, and actions without realizing what a disservice we do to ourselves. We miss out on the greater aspects of life. Ask yourself, what kind of world is the one you live in? Is it one of limitation and inharmony, disorder and confusion? If so, it is time to begin to look for the world that God has made. Is there indeed something that goes beyond the outer world of appearances? Jesus did say, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Beyond all the negative appearances, there is always the spiritual realm. God's presence is everywhere. God is absolute good, everywhere present and active, but we must have eyes to see. There is a need for a new kind of involvement. We need to become involved in both of these worlds, the spiritual and the physical. Actually, the physical is only an outpicturing of our personal understanding of the spiritual, or, unfortunately, our lack of understanding. If we are to move into success and happiness, involvement is necessary. As we work in both worlds, we will find that our outer world begins to go through some sort of transformation. When some people begin to realize that there is a spiritual world, they attempt to reject the physical material world. We cannot afford to do this. We cannot dwell in the spiritual world alone, else we miss our purpose for being. Jesus went often to the mountaintop to pray and commune with God, but he didn't stay there. Running away from the world does not solve anything. It only prolongs our learning how to deal with it effectively. When Jesus returned from his moments of retreat from the world, he had so attuned himself with God that miracles were produced in the world. In the world of man, there are many opportunities for one who has spiritual insight to be of benefit to his fellow man. There are times when we find it necessary to face a need, a problem, or person and work it out. We can overcome problems that have resulted from the attempt to live only in man's world. We can and should overcome bondage to the beliefs of the world, but we ought not to reject the world. If we did not have need to be in man's world as well as a purpose for being, we should not be here. Consider the important ideas from the book of James, chapter 1, 17 through 27, according to the Phillips translation. Every good endowment that we possess and every complete gift that we have received comes from above, from the Father of all light, with whom there is never the slightest variation or shadow of inconsistency. By his own wish, he made us his own sons through the word of truth, that we might be, so to speak, the first specimens of his new creation. In view of what he has made us, then, dear brothers, let everyone be quick to listen and slow to use his tongue, and slow to lose his temper. For man's temper is never the means of achieving God's true goodness. Have done with impurity and every other evil which touches the lives of others, and humbly accept the message that God has sown in your hearts and which can save your souls. Don't, I beg you, only hear the message, but put it into practice, otherwise you are merely deluding yourself. The man who simply hears and does nothing about it is like a man catching the reflection of his own face in a mirror. He sees himself, it is true, but he goes on with whatever he was doing without the slightest recollection of what sort of fellow he saw in the mirror. But the man who looks into the perfect mirror of God's law, the law of liberty, and makes a habit of so doing, is not the man who sees and forgets. He puts that law into practice and wins true happiness. Are you really completely and totally involved in the process of life and living? Do you enter wholeheartedly into whatever is yours to do in the world? To apply many of these ideas from James will enable you to bring the spiritual world into your involvement in man's world. In truth, the two must become one. Jesus did not run from the world. He was involved in the world and helped to upgrade conditions in his time and provided the guidance that is still having a worldwide effect in the evolution of civilization. He said, "I have overcome the world," meaning that he was bound by no limitations of the world, but lived abundantly in it. Consider these points from James, put them into practice, and you will be able to experience the abundant life. Number one. Good gifts come from God. Realize that God has given to you all the good that you have been willing to accept. God has given you life, love, wisdom, power, and substance. He has given you his own spirit by implanting it within your soul. Nothing that is less than good comes from God, so therefore you can reject negation in whatever form it appears. God has provided a kingdom of abundant good for you and me. 2. God does not change. God is unchangeable and thus can always be depended upon fully and completely. If you need life and health, you can call upon God and he will fulfill your need. If you need answers to your problems, God will provide them. Benjamin Franklin wrote, "If a creature is made by God, it must depend upon God and receive all its power from him." God, as well as being individualized in man, is an unchanging principle of intelligence, love, harmony, and order. God does not change any more than the laws of mathematics change. 3. You are a specimen of God's new creation. God created man to give expression to his spirit. This was demonstrated most beautifully in the life of Jesus Christ. He provided a pattern, taught the principles, and encouraged us to follow after him. Have you an image of yourself based on what he taught about man? Do you see yourself created in the image and made after the likeness of God? Give prayer and meditative thought to the idea that you are a specimen of God's new creation. 4. Be willing to listen and slow to speak. How often we, through inner listening, receive an idea and then talk to someone about it. Their attitude may cause us to put the idea away. Also, we need to learn to listen to others, but only voice our opinion after we have given the matter prayerful consideration. Think before you speak. It is better not to speak than to speak thoughtlessly. 5, keep control over your emotions. Your emotions are yours and not to be taken lightly. Problem after problem is caused when we do not keep our emotions under control, whether it is anger, resentment, frustration, or depression. Your feeling nature is a big part of you. These feelings, however, must be guided by the intellect. You can take charge. You can stop bad thoughts that lead to runaway feelings and emotions. Take charge. 6. Be done with impurity and evil. That is a large order. Impurity relates to thoughts, feelings, and words as well as actions. No longer are we to fill our minds with whatever is less than good. No longer can we indulge in beliefs that are out of accord with God's all-powerful, loving spirit. As one great person said, evil left unattended soon becomes acceptable. We are indeed seeing this in our society today. Children are exposed to various types of evil that 10 years ago we simply would not have permitted. The damage that is being done to adults as well as immature minds through indiscriminate exposure to evil and impurity is very damaging. Devotion to God must take the place of bondage to the outer world of appearances and sensation. 7. Listen within your heart. This takes quiet time wherein we become still within and without and listen for that still small voice that will speak within the soul. This is so important for us as we daily make it a practice to pray and meditate. We learn how to stop all the usual outer impressions. On every hand, all day long, we are beset by outer sensual impressions. Yet, in prayer and meditation, these stop, and we are able to more completely attune ourselves to the presence and power of God within the soul. Consistent, regular practice is most important. 8. Put what you know, the ideas that come to you, into practice. What we know, we must put to work. All too many people spend a lot of time talking about spiritual ideas. Yet it is those who put to work what they know that see the good results in their lives. As James said, faith without works is dead. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. It is not by our profession of belief that others are impressed, but by the life changes and life transformations that take place. To attain success and happiness in life and living, you must get involved. Keep in mind the ideas from our scripture. Good gifts come from God. God does not change. You are a specimen of his new creation. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Keep control of your emotions. Be done with impurity and evil. Listen within your heart and put what you know to work in your life. You will experience the abundant life.